You're listening to the Closing Market Report for this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Good afternoon to you, Drew. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon to you, too.
Hey, it's a beautiful day here. It's a good day to dry things out, but I guess that's not going to stick around for very long.
Well, you have to define what drying things out is. I mean, if you're trying to dry your towel that you used in the shower this morning, then you probably make it. But if you're trying to dry the top 8 inches of soil or even 4 inches, it might be a little bit more challenging. We do have frequent weather disturbances lined up to move across the Midwest as we go forward through the next 2 weeks. And my problem with the whole outlook here isn't so much the volume of rain as much as it is the frequency of rain. It's just too great. We're not going to have enough sunny, dry, warm days in between precipitation events to really firm up the ground in any particular location for any great amount of time. So that's the biggest concern. Now, not everybody is going to be in that same boat, but boy, it's going to be a large part of the Midwest that's really going to be slow at getting into the fields. And we already have that issue in parts of the Delta and the Tennessee River Basin. And the Southeast has done fairly well, but they too are going to turn a little bit wetter for a little while here. I think for them, it's not much of an issue. But certainly the Midwest, especially as we go into the second half of this month, it's one thing to be a little slow in early April. It's another thing if it's late April and we're still slow. And that's what my biggest concern is that this pattern will continue into the latter part of the month and maybe into early May as we shift the jet stream farther north.
What is it about the pattern that gives you confidence that that may be the case?
Well, there's quite a few things, but the strongest thing is that lunar cycle, I often refer to it as the 18-year cycle, but that is really the main source of the reasoning here. It has played a very strong role in weather across North America since last fall, and the pattern doesn't show any reason for breaking down for any great length of time. I also see a negative Arctic oscillation beginning to evolve up in Canada. What that will do in about a week to week and a half is it'll give us a stronger northern branch of the jet stream, bring cooler air down into the northern plains and upper Midwest, and that'll push the jet stream just far enough to the south to put that storm track back over the heart of the Midwest. And that, in addition to a little ridge building in the southeastern corner of the U.S. that'll pump moisture out of the Gulf of Mexico along with warm air, it sets the stage for frequent storm systems. And on top of that, we have a very warm tongue of water off the California coast, the southern California coast in Baja California. And every storm system that comes in on the southern branch is going to carry in large amounts of moisture from that warm, moist tongue of water. So I think it's going to be really hard to avoid this pattern.
Turn your attention to South America. How's second crop corn doing?
Very good. In fact, it's April, and quite often in many years, April is usually the end of the wet season. It looks like we're going to have rain continuing for at least the next 2 weeks, and probably even later than that, which means that the corn crop is going to have sufficient moisture to carry it all the way through its reproductive process. And so we'll end up with some very big yields. The wet season will likely come to an end later in April, and certainly May will be dry biased again. And so that crop's going to be huge, I think.
What are early season conditions like in Eastern Europe, Ukraine, and Russia?
Well, they're mostly good, but there is some dryness in the soil in some areas. For instance, Hungary and Romania and parts of Ukraine, a little dry biased. There's a few forecasters out there that have issued summer outlooks for hot, dry weather into the summer and another big drought like last year, and I do not buy into that. I think that we're going to see a better environment. The next 2 or 3 weeks are going to be a little drier biased, but when we get into late spring and early summer, I think it'll be raining when it needs to, and I don't see a repeat of last year's drought.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. That is Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.